Hey, how you doing? Chris Jansen here. I'll be with you for the next 5 minutes, but I just want to let you know that I'm going to be done in about 15 seconds. Oh, yeah.
Hey, there he is. Phone Sex Voice Chris Jansen. There's somebody out there who's a huge fan of Phone Sex Voice Guy. I want to talk about something today that I've never really talked about. It's an aspect of my divorce, and I know I've talked about my divorce before, but I'm going to touch on some new ground, and that's to do with the house. I used to own a house. I was a homeowner, kind of. My wife and I bought a house before she left. I never lived in it. We lived in an apartment above Cousin D. We bought a house. We signed for it. The contract was in place. And as that was going on, she left. So I'm a mess. And I didn't really know what the fuck was happening. I couldn't put it together inside my head. But I just thought it was like a phase. Hey, this is going to pass. I don't know if she was fucking some guy with a man bun. You know what I mean? I didn't know that there was no light at the end of the tunnel of that relationship. But I thought we were going to get back together, you know. We went to, like, fucking couples therapy. The therapist was like, wow, this is pretty sudden. You guys should just have, like, a trial separation. So we did. And during that separation, we ended up closing on the house. I thought, you know, this, you know, we're going to follow the fucking separation agreement and things will work out, all that shit. So I didn't fight. I signed all the papers I needed to sign. We closed on the home. She sent me a text message that said something like, oh, yeah, it's official. I'm definitely going through with the divorce. And I thought, motherfucker, you fucking tricked me. I've been had. She knew she wanted to leave. She knew she needed me to sign for the house. So she agreed to, like, the trial separation and shit just to get me to go along with it. And I was so fucked up and, you know, not really in my right frame of mind that I just fucking went along with it and did it. So I filed for divorce shortly after that. I had to get my fucking name off the house. You're going to need a fucking lawyer for that, as much as it fucking sucked. The divorce took a long time. It was really acrimonious, which is strange because she wanted it, but she would delay it. I remember one time I had to go to court. They're like, yeah, we should probably get this taken care of today. So I brought all the shit that they asked me to bring, but she didn't. So, like, I had to leave, like, nothing got accomplished. And I'm thinking to myself, like, you wanted the divorce. Like, you want to fuck that other guy? You wanted to leave? Like, what the fuck? Why can't you just make this as quick as fucking possible? But it was a pain in the balls. Like, the divorce was filed for, like, in May of 2015, and it wasn't official until, like, February of 2016. In the divorce agreement, it said she had 6 months to get my name off the house, which means that she had until August. Mid-August 2016 to get my fucking name off the house. She missed a payment, a mortgage payment at one point, so my credit took a big kick in the fucking dick, which sucked. But I always thought, you know, it's going to be over soon, don't worry about it. So August came, August went, I didn't hear anything from her. I sent her a message in September that said, according to the agreement, I needed to be off the house last month. What's going on with that? She sends me a message back that said, I'm going to need some more time. I reapplied and I was denied. Can you give me some more time on the home? Now think about that for half a fucking second. What would you do in the situation? I did probably what nobody would do. I gave her the fucking time. I got to be honest with you. When she initially left, I wanted revenge for a long fucking time. I wanted her to fucking fail. I wanted her and Man Bun to fail. I wanted anything that could fucking go wrong to them to go wrong to them. And I thought about it all the fucking time, and it ate me up, and it pissed me off so much because, you know, you're fucked with, you're tossed aside. My ex and I were together for 14 and a half years, and she meant everything to me. I longed for the fucking day that I would have the ability to take the fucking house away. And then that day came. It would have been so easy to just say, fuck off, I'm going to the lawyer, and I didn't do it. And I struggled with it. I struggled with it for a long time. But here's why I gave her the time. It sucked what happened, and it was fucking terrible. And I don't think she handled it well, and I don't think I owed her anything. But I would have felt like a complete fucking asshole if I took the house away. I would have felt like I was doing it solely out of revenge, and I did not want to do that. I wanted the cycle of fucking anger and hatred to be fucking over. Eventually it all went through and I got my name off the house. I think in April of this year. I don't regret how I handled the situation at all. I don't want to be a bad guy. I was told by her that I ruined her life and that I was a fucking asshole and that the only reason she stayed with me was because I was a fucking loser and that I was terrible to her. I don't think any of that was true, but I didn't want to prove that point. You know what I mean? I didn't want to play into that narrative. I've done a lot of things in my day that were pretty mean and pretty shitty to people. And my wife is included on that list. A lot of the relationship problems were my fault. Doesn't mean she was right to leave the way she did, but I was a fuck up. And I wasn't going to keep being a fuck up. I lost everything. I wasn't going to take away all that she had too, because to me it would prove nothing. It's kind of tough for me to talk about, to be honest with you. This is pretty somber. But if I want to lighten it up, I will say that I am a fucking saint. Just fucking saint me now. Where's the Pope? Can you get that motherfucker on the line? How many good deeds do you have to do? I guess if there's a fucking point to this, I can tell you that I've reacted in ways to take revenge or to fucking snap back at people or to give them what I've thought they fucking deserved. And I did that all my fucking life. I always felt like shit after doing that. And I don't feel like shit now. So I'm going to keep doing things that make me not feel like shit. I'll be back Sundays and motherfucking Wednesdays with more fucking episodes. You can follow on the Facebook videos. Also, Podbean, the main website, and the app. Every single fucking episode is there. You can follow on Apple Podcasts and Google Play. And send me a tweet on Twitter @JohnsonHateYou.